This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There were some other bits of data today of note. Retail sales, about which more later. Also, courtesy of the Department of Labor, something called the Import Price Index. Just like it sounds, prices of stuff we import into this economy, they were up in January almost 1%. Consumer goods, fuel, industrial supplies, vehicles, food as well. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
Up until January, the price of imported consumer goods hadn't gone up since last May. That's why it's a little concerning that those imports got more expensive last month, says Megan Schoenberger, senior economist with KPMG.
We're still on a deflationary path, but the worry is that that trend is reversing too early.
Then there's the price of imported fuel, especially petroleum, which also rose in January. Laura Veldkamp, an economics professor at Columbia, says that can ripple throughout the economy.
It certainly makes the price of production higher, the price of getting goods to a market where you might go buy them. That gets more expensive. And so as a result, we see producer prices going up and then consumer prices going up.
Not every type of import is raising a red flag right now. For instance, imports of industrial supplies, materials, and other intermediate goods got more expensive, but those are just a small part of what goes into a finished product that a consumer buys, says Menzi Chen, an economics professor at the University of Wisconsin.
At the final step of production, there's a lot of stuff that's added in. So distribution, marketing, and services at the end.
But even as inflation has slowed down, the price of services has stayed pretty high, says Megan Schoenberger at KPMG.
If those stay elevated at the same time that this goods disinflation trend reverses, that can mean stickier inflation this year.
As a result, Schoenberger says she'll be keeping an eye on whether import prices keep increasing in the coming months. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.